long before pop diva Mariah Carey did this. Minnie Riperton did this. Riperton, most famous for her mid-70s hit Loving You and her five-octave vocal range, passed away 35 years ago today. A free tribute concert is taking place under the stars in Los Angeles tonight to celebrate her musical legacy. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji has more.
Loving you is easy cause you're beautiful.
24-year-old Moses Sumney will be singing a reimagined Loving You for a crowd of a few thousand tonight in Los Angeles.
I actually think it's one of those songs that no one should sing. There's some songs like you just don't touch because they were done so well, so like don't even try. But I'm going to try.
Sumney will join the Decoders and more than two dozen musicians and vocalists to pay tribute to Riperton. Although he's nervous about performing the technically difficult song, he thinks it's important to reintroduce Riperton's work to new and old audiences.
The average person doesn't know everything about her in the way that you know tons of things about like a Stevie Wonder or a Michael Jackson or something. But they should.
Loving You is just the gateway into Riperton's legacy. Jason King is a professor at NYU and hosts NPR's R&B and Soul Stream.
That song is in some ways bigger than Minnie Riperton. And I think that's unfortunate because it obscures the complexity and the depth of her catalog.
King, who's also a musician, says he got into her work after hearing a remake of I Am the Black Gold of the Sun. The original version was done by Rotary Connection, a band Riperton sang with in the 60s.
And I wanted to hear the original, and I got into Rotary Connection from that. And I was absolutely amazed by the kind of musical complexity and sophistication and sometimes just eccentricity and weirdness of the work.
Back at rehearsals in Los Angeles, four vocalists practice for tonight's rendition of I Am the Black Gold of the Sun.
Mother of the deep and the dark.
Riperton recorded six albums with Rotary Connection and a half a dozen solo records before 1979. She passed away from breast cancer at age 31.
And the fact that she only lived to be 31 and she did what she did is just, it's like, wow, what have I done? I have a lot of growing to do. She's amazing.
34-year-old singer-songwriter Nia Andrews says she grew up on Minnie Riperton because her dad was a music teacher, but she also listened to hip-hop and recognized Riperton samples all over the radio.
Well, it's kind of simple, just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone.
Baby, This Love I Have, A Tribe Called Quest, and Mos Def, they both sampled that. When the song starts, it's hard not for me to jam to it. You know, I just have a little groove. It's just, you feel it in your bones. It feels so good.
Baby, I'm trying to tell you that I need you. Baby, I'm trying to tell you that I care.
Her voice is everywhere. On your oldies station, your favorite hip-hop song, in the background of Stevie Wonder hits. And you might not have known it was her. But in Los Angeles, tonight, the late Minnie Riperton will be getting some much-due recognition. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.